Chrissy, or Mr. Big Stuff.
Yes. Or did they ever have other names for them? Do you remember? You know what Zuzu was? Did you ever hear that said?
Very seldom. Hear them call.
But you heard it before?
Right.
Okay. Well, now, somebody is waiting for you to get ready to go somewhere. And they would call out to you. They'd say, hey, you gonna be ready soon? And you say, well, I'll be with you
in a few minutes. I'll give me a couple seconds.
I'll be with you in just
a second.
Yeah. Just a minute.
Yeah. Or you say, give me 10.
Yeah, give me 10. Now, when you were on the, say you were on the road to Jackson, and you know you're on the right road, but you don't know how far it is, you'd say, how?
How many miles here from Jackson?
Okay. If you want to know how many times somebody did something, you'd say, or how many times somebody went to town, you'd say, how?
How many times you gone to town?
Okay. Talking about how many times a week you did it, you'd say, how?
How many times a week do you go to town?
Okay. When you're not feeling well, you might reach up the part of it. What do? You feel your what?
Forehead.
Okay. Now you go. A man goes to the barber and has him cut his
hair.
Okay, and he shaves off his
beard and mustache.
Okay. Remember, old time storekeepers are when you're not using your pencil. You keep it behind your
ear. So you call it a pencil holder.
Yeah, you keep your pencil where?
Behind your ear.
If you're right handed, you keep it
behind your right ear.
If you're left handed, you keep it behind
your left ear.
When you're at the table and you're trying to talk with food, and your mother says, take that food out of you. Don't talk with food in your
mouth.
Okay. Now, a man ties a tie around his
neck.
Okay. You might be eating a big piece of chicken or something and you got it caught in your
throat.
You know what they call that, you know, that goes up and down, you know?
Apple.
Uh-huh. You know what the goozle is?
Yeah.
What's that?
It's a little tangle up in your throat.
Okay, that's called
goozle.
When you go to the dentist, he looks at your
teeth.
You got a good set of, and he may say, I got a full of
teeth out, tooth out.
Have you had some work done on you?
Right.
You look like you got pretty good teeth. You got a nice smile.
No, got a portion.
Okay. Now, sometimes he says, you got to take better care of your
teeth.
Well, you know, the flesh around the teeth?
Right.
That's your what?
Gone.
Okay. Now, this is the
bottom of your hand.
Okay, they call this the what?
Hmm? What's palm?
Palm of your
hand.
You got two?
Hmm.
All right. Now, when you want to get in a fight with somebody,
ball up them knuckles.
Make two.
Fist.
Okay, hit it with your right.
Fist.
Your left.
Give them a good left fist.
Left fist. Okay. Now, when folks get old, they complain they're getting stiff where?
In the rheumatism, in the elbow.
Yeah. They get stiff where? In the bend, you know, place where you bend is called
a joint.
The upper part of a man's body is his
shoulders.
Okay, or they might say his
breast.
Okay. Now if you got a pain, you got a pain in your right here?
Mm-hmm. Foot.
And it ran all the way up your
leg.
Okay. Well, you might be walking around in the dark at night and you stumble and bruise this part of your leg. That's your
knee, right here.
What do you call that? This part of the foreleg. You know what they call it? Okay. Now, when you don't want to